Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, November 20th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. Wild ride it is. It just gets more cartoonish and bizarre all the time. We'll talk about that this morning. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. Daily Beast, among digital sites eyeing sale. CNN Money reports last Friday. I think it's interesting just to kind of kick things off. The way the story goes, digital media is facing a reckoning. The startups that were once the darlings of the industry are facing budget shortfalls and revenue declines as they struggle to survive in an oversaturated market where Google and Facebook lay claim to the vast majority of ad dollars. And so I would say, I guess, the CIA isn't paying as well as maybe it used to. Legacy media is kind of what CNN and the others are known as lately, and so it's interesting to see CNN poking at digital media that is facing a reckoning. See, these people aren't in it for real. This network and efforts like it are unique in that sense. If there is any vestige of journalism left in this country, it's obviously in a growing contingent of this alternative media, not just digital, but folks who actually are out digging into stories and trying to find out what's really going on. And, you know, I've mentioned it before. I suppose I'll mention it again, but John Adams' dissertation on the canon and feudal law, John Adams made a great point to the effect that that passage when he says there seems to be a direct and formal design on foot to enslave all America, he began by saying, in a word, let every sluice of knowledge be opened up and set a-flowing. The encroachments upon liberty in the reigns of the first James and the first Charles, by turning the attention of learned men to government, are said to have produced the greatest number of consummate statesmen which has ever been seen in any age or nation. So would that would be the case today in America, but I won't hold my breath. And, you know, knowing that things seem to have, our fateful course seems to be set. I'm not a cynic. I believe in a thing I call Jonah's gospel. Jonah was a reticent messenger. though God said yet 40 days and Nineveh will be overthrown, of course there was a stay of execution. So I would obviously hope for that. I'm not trying to forestall God's will by any means, but you know, if it is his will that there is a stay of execution, obviously I hope and pray for it. Anyway, moving on to some of the other crazy things going on lately, and there's no shortage of craziness. The $1 trillion theft in Saudi Arabia by the crown prince is, not the least of which, but we'll get to that perhaps. Dog cloning for $50,000. I saw that story on Friday. I just can't believe what's going on in this society, in this world. Why on earth would you clone a dog for $50,000? I suppose if you just stole $1 trillion and had a few 50s to burn, then sure. But I digress. The Georgia Dome is being imploded today, a controlled demolition, obviously. I think it came down almost as fast as Building 7 and pretty much in its footprint, too. My San Antonio reported last Thursday, you probably saw the story, Apple served with search warrant in Sutherland Springs shooting. Stop me if you've heard this one before. No, this time it's Texas Rangers this time, not the FBI begging Apple for help. As the world looks on in WWF fashion, obviously, at this latest round of theater, from the article, Texas Rangers investigating the mass shooting in Sutherland Springs have served a search warrant on Silicon Valley giant Apple Inc. and are seeking digital photos, messages, documents, and other types of data that might have been stored by gunman Devin Patrick Kelly, who was found with an iPhone after he killed himself. The phone that authorities went to great lengths to make sure they didn't mention, remember that? You know, to pique your curiosity, they obviously now mentioned and pictured. Yes, of course, there's a photo, a very large photo, no less, of said phone. Also, interestingly enough, is a photo of Devin Patrick Kelly's second cell phone found with him when law enforcement searched his vehicle. Of course, we have to have those. It's interesting how we always get the explanation when we don't need it, and we don't get the explanation when we do need it, i.e. Las Vegas. So according to the caption of image 3 of the article, that's the word on the second cell phone found again with him when law enforcement searched his vehicle. Seriously, two phones. It's just unbelievable. Again, who carries two phones? Who carries a crappy LG phone when you have the super uncrackable iPhone? It's absolutely ridiculous. Moving on, people, and I mean Trump supporters, that have gone gaga or perhaps dada over the recent indictments and ostensibly sweeping sexual misconduct allegations should perhaps recall the numerous allegations of misogyny and assault Teflon Don seemingly shook before entering the Oval Office. Are we really that beguiled? I'm astonished as I look around and see what's happening. Has he suddenly become a beacon of virtue? For a quick refresher, perhaps read last week's article in The Nation titled 16 Women or Donald Trump. Who would you believe? Or read that unflattering Hollywood Reporter article from last year titled Donald Trump Unearthed 1994 Interview on Family, Why Women Shouldn't Work, which quoted a never before released 1994 transcript from an interview with ABC Primetime Live's Nancy Collins, during which he, the Donald, said, I tell friends who treat their wives magnificently, get treated like crap in return, be rougher, and you'll see a different relationship. But at least nobody died in those instances, not that we're aware of anyway, right? Which brings me to the events of this past Saturday in Little Rock, Arkansas, specifically. Bill and Hillary Clinton attended the Clinton Foundation event in Little Rock on Saturday, celebrating 25 years since the 1992 presidential election victory. Hosted by their old school bad guy buddy, James Carville, it was weird. to say the least. I mean, beyond weird. I don't know if you caught any of it, but beyond weird doesn't begin to describe it, really. I mean, like, just otherworldly kind of weird. And what impeccable timing. And this wasn't the first celebration of this sort. Perhaps you'll recall the Clinton 25 symposium hosted by the Georgetown Institute of Politics and Public Service earlier this month, November 3rd through the 6th. I don't know about you, but honestly, this staggering level of detachment from reality is, I think, finally taking its toll on me. I don't mean that exaggeratively. I felt like I broke on Friday watching what was happening, listening to Hillary Clinton speak, her in particular. So, speaking of that, I want to give you a little bit of this saga, the Hillary Clinton saga. And unbelievable. So, first entry, kind of the disparity in the talking points of the Uranium One nonsense. A video titled "Clinton Slams Possibility of Uranium One Investigation." Can we play that? Or maybe not. Not yet. I guess we'll continue on for the moment. So, I want to give you a comparison when we have the opportunity. It's interesting that Hillary Clinton keeps dismissing these claims, but that's the least of our worries. I could care less about the Uranium One saga. I will get to a point here in a second. And in a Fox Business video, the FBI reveals Uranium One investigation informant. That informant obviously was named last week, I believe the 16th. Last Thursday. And then there's the latest ridiculous round during her Mother Jones interview with Ari Berman last week of Hillary Rodham Clinton talking points, voter suppression, Russian interference, election legitimacy, blah, blah, blah. Same thing. The interview was really awful. And maybe we can get to that in a minute as well. Anyway, speaking of that interview, the mainstream media reported she's not done yet. Like, they're surprised. This just, it just never ends. I don't know about you, but I don't know if I can take much more of it. Unbelievable doesn't begin to describe it. And wish we could play it so that you could hear how she brushed off the pizza nonsense. John Podesta. Okay, so let's go to the, this is backing up a little bit to the Uranium One saga. This is Hillary Clinton slamming the possibility of your Uranium One investigation. Go ahead.
This Uranium One story has been debunked countless times. It is nothing but a false charge that the Trump administration is trying to drum up in order to avoid attention being directed at them. This is such an abuse of power, and it goes right at the rule of law. If they send a signal that we're going to be like some dictatorship, some authoritarian regime where political opponents are going to be unfairly, fraudulently investigated, that rips at the fabric of the contract we have, that we can trust our justice system.
Really? Hillary talking about the rule of law and the possibility of a special counsel?
That's good. Can we cue the next one? So that's what she says. Oh, you know, it's been debunked many times. No. She's just a criminal. If you have the other one ready, can we play the first 30 seconds of that? Yeah,
go ahead. In the Uranium One probe revealed today, his name is William Campbell. He worked as a lobbyist for a Russian firm, confirmed to report to Reuters that he will testify before Congress about Hillary Clinton's role in the 2010 deal, which relinquished 20% of U.S. uranium reserves to Russia. Campbell's attorney has said there's on-the-record quid pro quo surrounding the deal. Joining me now for more, Fox News national security strategist and contributor, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
So, that's good. Yeah. So, on the record, quid pro quo. Yeah. Who's surprised? Again, why this is redundant. It's so redundant. This is what they do. It's what they've always done. Where has the press been for the last five decades? Is this surprising? Next instance, if you're ready with that, this Hillary Clinton's interview with Ari Berman, Mother Jones interview last week. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please. Whenever you're ready, I guess. Let me know. Just more insanity, you know? I just don't understand how anyone can listen to what she says and not really be infuriated or worse. I'm going to get into some of the criminality behind the Clinton machine here in a minute, and we'll make a contrast. Hopefully, the point of this, see, it's so outlandish. The Clinton crime syndicate is so outlandish. It's so beyond bizarre at this point. It really is. You'll see. I mean, most of us don't stop to think about it. We get these little bits here and there, you know, the Uranium One thing, the DNC thing, the email thing, the this, the that. When you really step back and look at the scope of the entire Clinton crime syndicate, it's staggering. I mean, it is beyond bizarre. We're almost out of time. I'll give you about half of the Mother Jones interview with Ari Berman. Go ahead, please.
All set?
We are
all set, Ari.
Ready. Hi, Secretary Clinton.
Hi.
Great to see you back in New York.
It's great to be here with you. Thanks.
Thank you for sitting down with Mother Jones.
I'm glad to.
So you write in your book that the impact of voter suppression didn't get enough attention in 2016. Mm-hmm. And there was one study that found that there were 1 million lost votes in the 2016 election. So do you think voter suppression cost you the election?
I think it contributed to the outcome. I think in a couple of places, most notably Wisconsin, I think it had a dramatic impact on the outcome. But I also think that Wisconsin was the target for a lot of weaponized false information, and whatever role that played in conjunction with the suppression, so that some people stayed home, some people may have switched their vote away from me. But at the end of the day, the very clear policy of the Republican administration in Wisconsin to shrink the electorate and suppress votes certainly cost me votes and very well could have cost me the election there. We have got to do much more, number one, to fight against these voter suppression techniques and gerrymandering, because they do go hand in hand. But we've got to figure out a way to help equip people who want to vote, because if we don't, I'm worried. I'm worried about 2018 because both some of our Senate incumbents are from states that have really turned the spigot against access to voting. And I just don't want to see us lose races that we could have won if we'd gotten people actually to vote.
So you mentioned weaponized disinformation.
Right.
I want to ask you about that, because this obviously...
Yeah.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
We know of an ancient radiation that haunts dismembered constellations, a faintly glimmering radio station.
Welcome back. All right. You know, just as a brief aside, who cares if Steve Mnuchin and his wife were pictured? I think the bigger affront is, you know, and the signature. I mean, it's weird, you know. Again, cartoonish reality. Maybe someone should have given him a crayon to sign his name, because it probably would have been more legible, since that was the apparent reason behind printing his name. I think the bigger affront is the FRNs that were printed, don't you? We're talking about, you know, tax relief and nonsense. I think tax relief would be getting rid of the Federal Reserve, the IRS, the Social Security Administration, but I digress. You know, I really think it's just ridiculous. The straw man conversations that we indulge in. We should stop if there is still time, which I doubt. But again, I digress. So backing up on the Mother Jones interview, you heard half of it. Here's just a few seconds. Did you catch that little bit? Go ahead, please.
DNC emails and John Podesta's emails, and then the weaponization of those. It was, oh my gosh, John Podesta mentions the word pizza. That's code for Hillary Clinton and John Podesta running a child trafficking ring. People believed that stuff, Ari. And why? Because they saw it on the internet.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Ari's laughing. Apparently, Ari doesn't know history. DNC emails and weaponized and, oh my gosh, John Podesta mentions the word pizza. Well, Hillary, I saw you on the internet. Should I consider you a fairy tale or more like a nightmare? Speaking of pizza, I also saw this on the internet just last month. Headline, after cheese pizza post, New Jersey officer arrested for child porn. Remember that? And the New Jersey, the News 12 New Jersey headline, corrections, officer arrested on child pornography charge. But like I said, the Fox 29 Philadelphia headline really says it all. So what is this story? And speaking of the News 12 New Jersey, you know, there was that clip that we played. I hope we can play that again. Correction, you know, the Fox 29 Philly headline says it all. After cheese pizza post, New Jersey officer arrested for child porn. But Hillary thinks pizza is funny. And while we're waiting, you know, skipping ahead, some of the other things that I saw on the internet. Apparently that's a pejorative. To see things on the internet is bad. You know, we're always encouraged not to believe anything that we find on the internet, except when, you know, well, don't believe it when it's an indictable offense. Right? While we're waiting, I also saw the WikiLeaks Pizzagate entry, including all the unusual emails with bizarre references to terms and phrases on the FBI's list of known pedophile terms. I saw that on the internet too, Hillary Rodham Clinton. What do you think about that? Emails you, Hillary, exchanged with your fellow child traffickers like Laura Silsby, John and Tony Podesta, James Alfontis, Stratfor staffer Chris Douglas, and CEO George Friedman, and former Speaker of the House and convicted pedophile Dennis Hastert, among others. Jake Morfonius at End Times News Report made an excellent video about it titled Pizzagate Bombshell, Clinton Connection to Laura Silsby Child Trafficking in Haiti. Great video. Maybe we can play the first few minutes of that. We'll see. Or maybe not. Who knows? I'd like to give you the first 3 minutes of that. Who knows if we'll be able to do that. We'll see. It's a good video. Maybe we'll come back with that. We'll see. Stick around, more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, welcome back. See what we can do here. So, Jake Morfonius made a great video, End Times News Report, Pizzagate bombshell, Clinton connection to Laura Silsby child trafficking in Haiti. Here's the first 3 minutes of that.
Most people familiar with the Pizzagate investigation believe that the story began with internet researchers digging through the Podesta emails that were made public by WikiLeaks and finding code words about pizza and other things that prompted them to start looking into Comet Ping Pong and James Elefantis and things of that nature. And that's true, but that's not actually where the investigation started. Before it was called Pizzagate, we had made a shocking discovery that tied Bill and Hillary Clinton to a convicted child trafficker named Laura Silsby. And the shocking part is that Hillary Clinton used her political influence to help Silsby get a reduced sentence for child trafficking. And that was the real scandal. Hillary and Bill were caught providing assistance to a woman who is kidnapping children. Silsby was caught at the Haitian border. She was taken into custody while trying to smuggle 33 children off the island without any authorization from the government or from any other agency for that matter. She was facing serious sentencing over the child trafficking charges, but the Clintons stepped in. They intervened to help get the charges reduced. Now, here's the first piece of evidence that Silsby was engaged in actual child trafficking and not some kind of charitable effort to help kids find a better life. After Silsby's arrest, she retained an attorney named Jorge Puello. But you know what happened to Puello? He was arrested just a couple of days later after his participation in an international smuggling ring came to light. Here he was helping to traffic women and children, not just out of Haiti, but also out of Central America. It's no coincidence that the man that Silsby hired to help her with child trafficking to defend herself was himself a member of the child trafficking syndicate. It's also no coincidence that the politicians who came to Silsby's aid were the Clintons. Folks, child sex trafficking is real. It's a huge industry. And political power players, people like Bill and Hillary Clinton, they are a part of it. So let's talk about this. I'm going to start by giving you the backstory to this thrilling but also gut-wrenching story. Laura Silsby was the director of a front for child trafficking called the New Life Children's Refuge. We found emails in the WikiLeaks dump from Hillary Clinton that are discussing Silsby's organization before her arrest. Among the data that we found were financial solicitations from Silsby to Clinton for her ministry among Haiti's children. See, Silsby styled herself as a kind of Christian savior of children. The New Life Children's Refuge was founded by Silsby and by her friend, Carissa Coulter, both of whom attended the same church together. And it was called the Central Valley Baptist Church. They were in living near each other in Meridian, Idaho.
I'll leave it to you, the listener, to follow up on that. That's Jake Morfonius, obviously. Pizzagate bombshell, Clinton connection to Laura Silsby, child trafficking in Haiti. Next, I want to see if we can play... I wanted to play a video that Sean over at SGT Report made, an interview with William Craddock of Disobedient Media in his provocative video titled "Exposed: The Media's Silsby Clinton Trafficking Cover-Up." It's a great video. You know what? I think maybe we'll skip that. Sean's video titled "If 60 Minutes is Right and Pizzagate is Fake News, Explain This" is great too. We ought to play Ben Swan's video because that's really the best one of all, I think. But I like the video that I just mentioned, particularly because he set Lee Stranahan straight in it. And I think it's disgraceful what Lee has done with regard to the memory of Andrew Breitbart, but I digress. I wish we had time to play that one. Liz Crokin's been an absolute pit bull on this subject too. If you're not familiar with Liz Crokin's work on this subject matter, I would encourage you to go check her work out. In fact, I've mentioned before, I believe it was the reason she got the curling release from WorldNet Daily. Incidentally, you heard a little bit about Laura Silsby. I wish we could have played the other video and won't worry about it. But Laura Silsby, you know, a woman who tried to steal 33 kids in Haiti, essentially, and then said, well, you know, they don't have homes. And I mean, it's just ridiculous. That's when, as you heard Jake talk about, and if you go listen to, if you're not familiar with the story, listen to Sean's interview of William Craddock, that's where this story really got started. The Pizzagate thing was almost kind of misdirection. Not really, but it took the focus, the clear and very specific focus off of the Clinton crime syndicate. And speaking of Laura Silsby, incidentally, AlertSense is an Amber Alert software provider. And up until fairly recently, Laura Silsby Gaylor now was the marketing VP at AlertSense, but she's not anymore, so it's okay. Seriously, what in the world is going on in this country these days? And I'm sure that'd get played off too. People would say, well, it's, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It's not like she's sending out the alerts or anything. You know, if a pedophile moved into your neighborhood, even if he wasn't anywhere near the school, would that be okay? Come on. So it wasn't just pizza, and it's not just a coincidence, is it, Hillary? But then you already knew that, didn't you? And guess what? I also saw, speaking of the internet, I also saw your little Haiti to Saudi child trafficking operation with pals Epstein and Trump. How did Politico frame it? The one weird court case linking Trump, Clinton, and billionaire pedophile? Oh, yeah, that's right. And I also saw Monica Peterson blew the whistle on your little operation, so you had her Arkansited. But Snopes lists that inconvenient fact as unproven, so I guess you're golden once again. I also saw that John and Tony Podesta matched the police sketches in the abduction of 3-year-old Madeline McCann, but Snopes lists that annoyance as mostly false and went to great lengths to exonerate the Podestas, interestingly enough. So I guess they're still golden too, right? Nobody cares. I also saw the outstanding reality check Ben Swan did, as I mentioned before, on the whole Pizzagate storyline. Funny how that just all but vanished from the interwebs. I also saw, speaking of vanishing, I also saw how Snopes founder David Mickelson's Wikipedia page just magically disappeared too, literally within the last 24 hours. Man, the Franklin cover-up ain't got nothing on y'all. Incidentally, I saw murder cult leader in the headlines this morning. And before, I'm not even kidding, before I saw it was Manson there that they were talking about, I thought it was Hillary. You know, the saddest part, though, honestly, is all this reminds me of James Dobson's interview of Ted Bundy just before Bundy was executed back in 89. And Bundy said it all. If I could read that transcript, maybe. He spoke to the condition. There's a video that you can find, YouTube video by Counterculture Mom, titled Ted Bundy's Warning Minutes Before Execution. And what he said, essentially, well, he said this, something I want to emphasize as the most damaging kinds of pornography. And, you know, he's speaking from personal experience. He said, the most damaging kinds of pornography are those that involve violence and sexual violence, because the wedding of those two forces, as he knows too well, he said, bring about behavior that's too terrible to describe. And he went on to say the things that are on television these days, what he's talking about, what happened 20 or 30 years ago was in the, when he was in the formative stages, doesn't compare. It pales by comparison to what's, he said, when I see what's on cable TV and some of the movies, I mean, some of the violence in the movies. So basically what Ted Bundy said was, we live in a society that's grooming psychopaths like Bill and Hillary Clinton. And I'm not trying to be sensational. I'll give you some more examples here in a second, because we usually don't talk about this subject matter, the scope of it, all in one soundbite. But I'm going to try to do that and then put it in some kind of context to compare it to reality. So what's sad is by you know, these psychopaths, because, you know, they're obviously in the entertainment industry. I don't need to, you know, what's happened in the last 2 or 3 weeks makes that painfully obvious, if it wasn't already. But Ted Bundy said what is on television and in the movies is going to groom these kinds of psychopaths and serial killers. So, you know, incidentally, there's a manhunt in Florida right now for a guy that killed, what, 4 people? And, you know, there's some other strange stuff. We're hearing serial things. Well, guess what? It's not a surprise. Ted Bundy said that 30 years ago. So continuing. Meanwhile, President Trump calls Hillary the biggest loser, of course, in WWF fashion. This is, what planet am I on? I'm at a complete loss for words. You know, and again, I mean, I'm literally stunned to silence these days by all of this, and particularly her latest remarks. Complete hegemonic detachment from reality. You know, watching Donald Trump speak, by the way, do you see, it looks like gang signs. Does it look like gang signs to you? If you're familiar with any of the, you know, whatever you want to call them, the Masonic, Illuminized hand signals, for a guy that is doing that accidentally, if we're going to pretend that it's that, he sure accidentally does it a whole lot, doesn't he? But again, I digress. Complete hegemonic detachment from reality. That's Hillary. That's all of these psychopaths. Consider, if you will, reality for a minute. As previously mentioned, over the weekend, the blight on American history of the tarnished, disgraced Clinton presidency. I mean, was it anything but that? Where do we begin? I'll begin in a minute. I have said this before. I literally watched in Los Angeles as hundreds of garment manufacturers went south of the border, pretty much overnight. In a period of about 2 weeks, I worked for ADP at the time, the payroll and tax giant of the world, and in the garment district of Los Angeles, or what was the garment district, there was a mass exodus in a period of about 2 weeks. They knew it was coming. As soon as NAFTA passed, boom, they were all gone. Thousands of jobs gone, pretty much overnight. This is what we've been doing. But, you know, this was all written, all done decades before, right? Bad guys were saying this is what they were going to do. And we're all just de-dope. So what do we expect? Meanwhile, we're talking about, what are we talking about these days? So the blight on American history of the tarnished, disgraced Clinton presidency was commemorated in Arkansas over the weekend. Sorry for you, Arkansas, Georgetown, D.C., America. That's about as bizarre as commissioning a Charles Manson day, really. Which, incidentally, I wouldn't be surprised to see if you've been paying attention, any attention at all, to the rise of iconoclast psychopathy in recent years. And the latest reemergence of morbid fascination with Manson, even before he passed. But again, I digress. Over the weekend, the disgraced Clinton presidency, and I mean disgraced. Do you recall all the scandals? It was at one point literally nonstop scandals from top to bottom. I'm going to hold off. I'll give you a list here in a minute, but maybe I'll hold that until the top of the second hour. Just to name a few, not even a complete list. I'll give you a mostly alphabetical list of the top 40 or so. 40 scandals. How do these people avoid prison? I'll give them all. I mean, I gave you some of the, you know, around the Pizzagate and Pedogate. These people, they hang around with known and convicted pedophiles. If you or I did that, and yet she has time. People actually give her airtime. I don't understand what planet we're on. Ari Berman at Mother Jones. I you know, and he's laughing while she's talking about pizza. Meanwhile, if he'd just do a little bit of investigative research, he would come to the undeniable conclusion that she has some very disturbing and unsettling, very close ties to convicted pedophiles and human trafficking operations, to say the least. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, November 20th, 2017. A few observations. We'll dive back into this Hillary nightmare that again, we'll circle back around and kind of plant our feet on the ground, because I really think that just things are so bizarre when it comes to that whole mess that the mind is repelled. You know, it's that kind of suspension of disbelief thing, really. It's such a leap. It's almost, you hear this person runs for president, and yet, you know, all of these things. Charles Manson could have run for president. He's guilty of a lot less, I would argue, truly. And I'm not exaggerating. So just a few observations real quick before the top of the second hour. Blazing fireball in Finland. And now scientists trying to find where it landed. You know, my brain said WTF when I saw that. They can tell it was probably around 200 pounds. It burned with the glow of 100 full moons, which is a bizarre turn of phrase, by the way. Esoteric and occult, in my opinion. But they can't find where it landed? Right. What happened to the Bundy standoff is an interesting subject. Look that up. You know, that's just a bizarre saga as well. But I've said that pretty much from the beginning, when last January things took a turn for the worse, literally and figuratively. I thought it was interesting, the video, BNP video from January 2013, in which Nick Griffin said that the BNP was offered and refused a lot of money by U.S. neocons, presumably Jews, on condition they, one, criticized Islam only, and two, did not criticize bank policies, was interesting. I'm not a BNP fan, obviously. We have this growing nationalism. What's that show on Fox on the weekends, The New Revolution or something? Same thing, nationalism, populism. I'm sick and tired of hearing that too. You know, leave us alone. Isn't that what the deal was? But then we have a troubled history with that, don't we, in America, leaving people alone. We come here and say we're going to leave, you know, we just want to be left alone. Meanwhile, we don't leave others alone. Seems to kind of be our legacy, doesn't it? So the issue that I mentioned, BNP, Nick Griffin, those two points, criticize Islam only, did not criticize bank policy, don't do that. That's it. Political Zionism versus political Islam equals World War III. I keep saying it. Hopefully one day people will catch on, and you can literally look at all of the headlines really pretty much through that lens, the mainstream stuff, of course. Second hour coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can.